Hello.
Hello, is this Steve speaking?
Yes.
Hi, Steve. This is Sheldon here. How are you doing?
I can hardly hear you, Sheldon.
Yeah, I apologize. It took a while for me to call you back. I actually went to eat because I didn't have lunch. So, yeah.
Okay, you're going to have to speak up, Sheldon.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah. So, do you have the file open with you?
I'm not in my office right now. It's 5:30.
Oh. Okay.
I work all day. I mean, I'm in my office at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And then if I need to go out and do something, I have to go out and do it. And by the time I get back home, give me a second or two, okay?
No problem.
I'll get into my office. 1 second, okay?
Okay.
I'm here, Sheldon.
Okay.
And I have to apologize to you because I went back and I looked at that the first 106 pages I sent you, and that one page that I talked about was, don't ask me how I did it, but it was in the book twice, so... It wasn't your mistake. It was my mistake.
No problem at all. No problem. Just tell me which page it is, and I'll get it sorted. No problems.
What I need is if you can send me it page by the number of the pages,
uh-huh.
It would be a lot easier for me to go through it and match it up with what I have here.
Below each page. Page, there's a page number.
Okay.
Lower right, you should see a page number on each page in the file I sent.
No, I don't see any page numbers. Lower right?
Yeah.
No, I don't. See, what I have is what you sent me is side by everything that I have to do is I have to, rather than going straight up and straight down, I've got to move it to the arrow on the right-hand side, and that's the way I go through the pages. But there's no page numbers on those that I can see.
Did you open it directly on your email, or did you download it?
I downloaded it.
And you open it in Word, right?
Yes.
That's weird. I don't know why this is happening. Let me confirm if I have the same file.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Let me confirm I have the same file here. Let's see. Open the conversation and... Okay. Yeah, the file I sent you has page numbers. Yeah.
Okay.
That's weird.
Let me try something else here. Let me go back here to my email.
I sent you both part one and part two separately. One named part one finalized and the other named part two and three revised.
I'm downloading it again.
Okay.
I'm opening it. I don't see any page numbers, and
this is so weird.
Smaller, and I still don't see any page numbers.
Do you see the name of the book?
Red line on the left margin.
Uh huh. Okay, let me do something. Let's see. If I am to hit no markup, what would happen? Let's see. Okay. How exactly are you seeing the book at this time?
I can get back to it. I was trying something else here.
Oh, wait. Steve, try something. You've opened
What's
it
that?
In Word, right?
Yes, it opens in Word.
And you
I'm
have to click arrows to move the book?
What's that?
You have to click arrows to change the pages, right?
Yes.
You might be in read mode. Okay. Bottom right of your screen, tell me the options that you see. Steve?
I don't see...
Mm-hmm.
The Dow, D-O-W, bottom right.
Bottom right of the screen. There should be like a zoom bar or something like that.
No, I don't. I'm trying. Is that, down there at the bottom, it gives me my battery and stuff like that. Are you talking about
just,
that?
Yeah, I'm talking just above that. In basically bottom right of the word, bottom right of the word window.
Okay. Now, what I'm trying...
In the bottom right, you probably see like 100%, right?
To be honest with you, I see. I don't see anything on the bottom right now.
Just above
Here,
the taskbar. What do you see?
Now she's going to help me. One second, please. I'm going to put you on speakerphone.
Okay.
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 Now, bottom right of the document.
Mm-hmm.
I see nothing.
Okay. Wait, to the left, to the bottom left, do you see any page numbers? Right above your Windows icon, the one you like for the start button icon, above it, do you see any page numbers?
No.
That's weird.
You see any, Judy?
I'm kind of confused what you are opening this in.
What do you say?
I'm kind of confused as to which software are you opening this on, because I have it open in Word. And
I have it open in Word also. That's all I have. That's the only software I use is Microsoft Word. Microsoft Word, Microsoft PowerPoint.
Okay. Okay, tell me something.
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any option to enable editing on the top center of the file? You might have a different version of Word from a different year,
okay,
maybe?
Now that I hit that up there, I see numbers now.
Okay, probably you didn't enable editing, so you were just in read mode.
Evidently.
Yeah. I was trying to rack my brain and see what's possible.
Now see page, where I told you I made a mistake.
Uh-huh.
Page 4.
Page 4, okay.
And that's also page 6. Or page 7, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, I was confused with that.
So am I.
So, which of these pages do I have to keep? Do I have to keep page 4 or do I keep page 7?
Okay, let me go back to my document. I think it's page 4 that you keep.
I think I should keep page 4. Yeah, that makes more sense.
Okay, yeah, it's page 4 that you need to keep.
Okay. And so, yeah. Page 7 is gone from my end, no problem. What else?
Now, see, as I go through this, what I'm on now, everything is falling in place. Now, let me ask you this question. Did you make any changes at all in the text?
No, we have not made any changes in the text.
Okay.
The only thing
all
we've
right.
done is correct punctuations.
I don't need to worry about the text then.
Yeah, all
okay.
we did was check punctuations and adjust pictures. That's it.
So now I'm going down to this portion here. Now there's a little overlap on the photos on page 43 and 44. 44 looks to be okay, but 43, there was just a little overlap on that page, which wasn't much.
Overlap? Are you sure? I think 42 has an overlap.
Well, let me look at 42. There's only one thing on page 42, and that's Zena, the most recent birth in the family.
Isn't page 42 continuation of story 22?
Now, let me see. You said you took out a page.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, yeah. This is why.
I didn't take out a page.
Yeah, yeah, I got it. I got it. I'll adjust accordingly. No problem.
And I don't know how to. Can I take out a page on?
Yeah, you don't have to do that. You can just tell me the page number, and I'll adjust accordingly.
Okay. So everything is. Let me go a little further here. Looks good to there. Looks good to there. That looks good. That's all looking good now, the way we can. if I go the other way, everything just, photos just fly all over the place. Yeah, this is looking much better now.
That's perfect.
Okay, now what is your next step, Sheldon?
Well, if you recall correctly, the next step would be publishing, right?
Now, where I'm at right now is down to page 99.
Uh-huh.
And what is your last page number?
My last probably page number is 98 now. Yeah.
Okay. Now let me ask you about that red line.
Uh-huh.
Is that staying there or?
Oh, that red line, just if you are to click that red line, that will open a massive list of changes that we have made to the pictures. Like every movement that we've made, you'll be able to see that. That will be just annoying for you, so we didn't actually open those.
Okay.
The red line is going to disappear when it comes to normal. If you want to remove that line, I can do that for you. Actually, top of your screen, top center. You can remove it from your end. Do you want to know how?
No, I'm okay with that.
Okay.
I don't want to mess anything up.
No, you won't be messing anything up.
That would be the... Okay, now I see... Okay, now it's coming to me where there's a margin, and it's giving me the info in the right margin.
Yeah.
Okay. And what is that info telling me?
It's going to tell you what formatting changes have been done, if we've added some commas or any grammatical mistakes that were corrected, it'll show.
So those, okay. So those are changes that you've already made?
Yes.
Okay. It's very difficult for me. Well, I guess I can make it larger.
It's very minor adjustments that we made just to correct the formatting. You don't have to go through all of it. It's just a hassle. If the book looks fine to you, you can just give it a read and take your time.
Okay.
If you want to be thorough, that's on you as well.
All right. Yeah, it seems like everything is, once we get that one page out of there, everything seems to be lining up okay.
Cool.
Now, have you, who's doing the corrections? Are you doing them or somebody else doing them?
Well, right now on call, I'm doing the corrections according to, like, your requirements, if you, like, any minor changes. So any major changes are done by our assigned writer or editor in this case.
Okay. Is he the one that, or she the one that put the margins out there with the Microsoft account?
Yeah, this is the what you're seeing is a feature from Microsoft Word. It's called track changes. Okay.
Okay.
So what track changes does is when you activate track changes, it's gonna start tracking any changes made by anyone in the document. Okay.
Okay.
So it automatically decides, okay, this is a different system. This person made this change to the document. So then it shows. Whatever you're seeing on the right-hand side is an auto-generated by the system.
Okay, tomorrow I will read through the whole book again.
Okay.
And see how that sounds. And everything seems... Like I said, everything seems to be lining up okay now.
Perfect.
Now that you got me in the right direction, okay?
No problem. Steve, one more thing I have to talk about with you.
Go ahead.
So, originally I talked to you at the start as well, and you said once we complete the book, you'll discuss it with me, right? So, getting back to page number 4, right, you have given me a layout and basically what looks like a cover for the book, right?
Yes.
Now, frankly speaking, the picture you've given can't really become a cover, right? Because the book's vertically rectangular, not horizontally. So we're going to have to adjust it somewhat, and if you want, we can actually create a different book cover as well.
Well, why don't you try to use that in any way you can think of using it?
Mm-hmm.
And if you have to change the size or so forth, you can do that.
Uh-huh.
And also give me another recommendation.
Okay.
So you can either go with this or you can go with that.
Okay.
Does that sound okay to you?
That sounds perfectly fine. So I'll get all of this done. But, Steve, I'm giving you, so just in case you don't have any confusions later on, if you design a book cover for you, it's not currently part of your package. You're going to have to upgrade the package. But what I can do for you is get you a sample made, okay? If you like it, you can go for it. That sounds good?
It sounds like it sounds okay, but maybe I'll just have to have what's the price on you designing a book cover for me?
Depends on your requirement, to be very honest. General book design, like cover designs, range from 500 to 1,000. That's a dependent value on what you need from us. If your design's extensive, it can go up to 1,000. If your design's not extensive,
we'll just leave it go as it is because okay.
Okay. No problem.
My wife is a graphic artist, okay?
Uh-huh.
And now she's over there, she's shaking her head on your price for a graphic design of a book cover.
Uh-huh.
All right? A little pricey, extremely pricey, because it doesn't take that long to put a book cover together if you have a creative mind.
Well, that I completely understand.
Let me ask you a question here on page... It's on my page 24.
Page 24, that means my 23, okay.
Yeah. There's a lot of red arrows going up the Microsoft account formatting.
Mm-hmm.
What does all of that mean?
Red arrows?
There's red underline. They've got a lot of things underlined in red.
Oh, that's all formatting. That is all formatting and just... moving around. I'm not sure there are red arrows. They're all blue arrows on my end.
Red line. They're all going up towards the, it says Microsoft account format.
Oh, yeah. Formatted by, since you had directly attached a few hyperlinks. Removed the hyperlinks from the book because we can't actually add hyperlinks into a book.
Okay. So what is that page going to look like then?
The page is going to look as it is. The page is going to look as it is. There's not going to be any problems with it. We just remove the hyperlinks from it.
Okay. All right. As I'm looking through it right now, everything seems to be lined up okay, and I'll read over it again tomorrow.
Okay.
After I get up.
Uh-huh.
That's if I get up. and we'll come there. How's your cold?
Oh.
You said you had a cold. How is
it? Yeah. I'm much better right now. I'm coming to work. That's me being pretty good.
Alrighty.
Yeah.
Okay, Shel.
Okay.
Steve,
Part
2, and I'll start reading that over. But Part 2 doesn't have as many photos in it as Part 1 did.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this question. Publishing.
Mm-hmm.
How would we pursue with publishing?
For publishing, okay, I'm going to have to redirect you. I'll still say you're project manager, but I'll have to redirect you to someone. Uh-huh.
From what I originally talked to Daniel, he said that it would be uploaded to Amazon.
Yes.
Okay. And then there would be a cost to have books printed.
Yes, if you want to have it printed, yes.
Who would publish that? Who would do that?
The printing.
Okay. Would your company do that or somebody else does that?
We do have a printing service as well, on demand, as I told you before. And as far as publishing is concerned, yeah, we do Amazon and Amazon Barnes & Noble publishing as well.
Okay. And I know that it was part of the deal that it would be uploaded to Amazon. Okay. Noble, I didn't know anything about that.
No, I'm not.
Okay. Now, what is the cost of getting me some books printed?
Okay. Depends on how many books that you want printed. The number of books kind of define the cost, because the more books you print, the less the cost is going to get.
Well, let's say 50 books.
50 books. Okay, let me actually calculate. Can you give me a second?
I'm sorry. Give me a second. Okay.
Oh, let me just calculate it, okay?
Okay. You don't need to do that right now. You can give me that tomorrow or the day after, whatever, okay?
Okay. I'll do that, and I'll check in for publishing as well and get you in contact with the right department, okay? Because we have a different department for publishing, and I'll still stick with you throughout the entire project, but they'll help you out in terms of publishing, okay?
Okay. Now, right now, I'm under the assumption that it will be uploaded to Amazon. Is that a correct assumption?
Steve, that I told you before. Wait, let me just confirm a few things. Just give me a second. Let me confirm a few things.
What do you say?
Let him confirm a few things.
Okay. And when will you confirm those?
He's doing it right now.
Okay.
Hello, Steve?
I'm listening.
Yeah. So I just confirmed from Daniel right now. You signed up for editing with us and for formatting for publishing.
Editing and formatting.
I signed up for editing
and formatting.
And publishing.
No, that I think there might have been slight confusion. The package includes.
The thing is that it has been confusing ever since I started this process, because Daniel changed his mind 15 times. So I didn't understand. I think all Daniel was interested in was getting my money, and then he disappears. Okay.
Okay.
So now I'm confused, but you just continue to do what you're supposed to do, and I can either say yes or no to the next price that comes my way.
That's not what I'm saying, Steve. I just work according to what I have. I'll be very honest with you. I've been very transparent with you since the start of this, right?
I didn't hear you.
I said I've been very transparent with you since the start, right?
You have been, yes. Daniel has not been. Okay. All right.
I apologize on his behalf. But I'm being very clear to you. I'm being very clear in this case.
I'm apologizing. You know, originally it was $1,500.
Uh-huh.
Then Daniel comes back and says, we have a special. We can do all of this for $750.
Uh-huh.
Okay? So once we went to the $750 and I made that payment, then things seemed to change because I definitely recall that Daniel told me that it would be uploaded to Amazon, that you guys were part of Amazon and it would be uploaded to Amazon.
Okay. Steve, you should have, when you signed up with us, you should have an email from Daniel that tells you what you have with us, okay? Can you please check the email?
Like I told Daniel before, I'm
mm-hmm.
listening to what you're telling me.
Okay.
Okay? A handshake is good enough for me. But, of course, over the Internet, you can't shake a hand. All right? But Daniel
yeah.
told me maybe 15 different things. But all I remember is this is exactly, is that we would edit the book, we would
uh-huh.
format the book, and we would upload the book to Amazon. Those were the three things. And then my next question to Daniel was, are we able to get printed books? And he said yes. And he said this would be like $4.95 a book or something like that. Okay?
Uh-huh.
That's where I'm at with you. Sheldon, I really don't want to get... I really don't want to get upset with anybody, but right now I am very disappointed in the process, and it's not because of you. It's because of what was told and what is happening. Okay?
Okay.
So I thank you for your time. You'll hear from me as soon as I go through this tomorrow, and like I said, we'll go from there. Okay?
Okay, Steve.
But
just...
I want to be totally clear.
Uh-huh.
On what I'm paying for and what I'm getting, because we haven't been clear on. Let me ask you this question: the $1,500 up front.
Uh huh.
What does that cover?
What does that cover?
Yeah.
Okay, Steve.
Is everything in formatting?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll be very honest with you, Steve. I'm being 100% honest with you, Steve.
I know you are. And he also told me is that you guys would go through the book and make suggestions on what I should change and what I shouldn't change.
Yes.
Okay. Because originally what I was looking for was a ghostwriter. That's if you go back to my original emails with Daniel, it
uh-huh.
says ghostwriter in the subject.
Okay.
That was what I was originally looking for. But then in the process, things changed. I became confused as to what the hell are we talking about here. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, Sheldon. Hey, I'm going to let you go because, like I said, it's not between you and me. It's between Daniel and me.
Steve, give me a minute, okay? Can you give me a minute? Let me talk just for a minute. Would that be okay?
Would it be okay for him to talk for just a minute? Yes.
Okay. Steve, honestly, I can only apologize for what has happened to you, okay? How about this? From this point onwards, okay, it'll just be me who'll be talking to you. I'll be very clear about everything that you're getting. If you want everything in writing, you'll get it in writing, okay? I'll be as transparent as possible.
That doesn't correct the situation as to what was said to me in the first place and how we went from ghostwriting to editing to formatting. And originally I was supposed to have a ghostwriter. All right?
Uh-huh.
That was original. And now everything seemed to change, and we're back. I'm back. Personally, I'm almost back to zero. So the people who have read what I already wrote,
uh-huh.
says, it's a great book.
Yes, Steve. That is the point.
Sheldon, I went to you guys because I never did this with a novel before.
Okay,
I had textbooks published, but I never did this, and I wanted to make sure I had a professional working with me. I believe you're very professional. But that's as far as I go right now because at this point, I don't know what Daniel sold me.
Okay.
Okay? And I also know that it says someplace in the emails that I have to be 100% satisfied.
Yes, it does.
Or I get my money back. I don't want to do that. I don't want to go through that headache. I just want to be 100% satisfied.
Okay.
Okay?
Steve, can I,
yes,
can I, can I, yeah, okay. I'll be, because I'm reading the package that I that is provided to me for you right now, okay? So we offer two kinds of editings, okay? We offer two kinds of editings. One is called line editing. The other is called developmental editing. Originally, when we started talking, okay, the package assigned to you is developmental editing, okay? Since you didn't want any of the text in the book changed, we couldn't actually provide any sort of developmental editing to you because you put out a requirement that you don't need any text changes. You want to keep the book as it is. That's why I specifically...
I want to keep the story as is.
Oh.
I don't want somebody adding something that isn't factual. Now, if
of
somebody
course.
Wants to add something to add a little color to it, but they don't change the content, then I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that.
That's what
that's
you
what
have
I
with
gonna,
us.
Sheldon, that's what I thought I was getting, and right
oh.
now I'm...
I'm
right
so
now,
sorry.
I don't want to become any more confused than I already am.
Okay. Steve, it was my confusion, and I apologize for it, okay? I understood that you didn't want to make any changes to the book, which is why I strictly told the editors not to make any, changes to the words of the book. That's what I did, and I thought I was doing right.
Okay. Like I said, let me read over it tomorrow, and I'm sure that... I don't know if they corrected if there was any misspelled words or anything like that. I don't know what they what we have done up to this point. So up to this point, all you did was basically proofread what I already wrote, and the layout is and the layout is just basically about the same.
Yeah, we corrected the layout as much as we could, but from okay, read out the entire thing. Okay, get back to me tomorrow. And I'll get back to the writers, okay, once you approve of this. I'll tell the writers to, because they're professional novel writers, I'll tell them to see what edits they can do to make the book a better novel, okay?
Okay, now let me, Sheldon told me that this would take anywhere from 45 to 50 days.
Yeah.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
And what where we're at right now, we could wrap this up next week.
Yeah, but now since we're getting into editing, it's going to take time. The reason why I delivered a draft so quickly to you is because...
I'll talk to you tomorrow, okay?
Okay, Steve. Just
thank
take
you, Sheldon.
Care.
You have a wonderful evening.
You too, Steve. Take care. Bye.
Bye now.